After the fall of Jericho, the Israelites began to prepare for the conquest of the rest of Canaan. The next town in their path was the city of Ai.
Troops have had a good rest, seem in good spirits, Joram, as well they might be. Tomorrow morning, take 3,000 of our best troops and march against Ai. The rest of us will await your return.
But when the men came back from their campaign against Ai, they did not have the look of conquerors.
Joram, what happened? Why do you all look so grim? Surely...
I fail you completely, Joshua. I still don't see how the forces of Ai were so strong. They defeated us, Joshua, and we lost 36 men.
Well, it's not your fault. I sent you out with insufficient forces.
And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until eventide, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads.
Alas, O Lord, wherefore hast thou brought this people over Jordan to destroy us? Would that we had been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turns its back before its enemies?
Get thee up, Joshua. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? The defeat today came because Israel has sinned. They transgressed the Lord's covenant and have also stolen and dissembled. Now get you up, sanctify the people, and tell them there is one accursed man among them. They will not be able to stand up to their enemies until this man is taken away from among them.
So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes to the tabernacle. And among many who watched was one man, Achan, who had a very personal reason for being interested.
But Achan, how is Joshua going to decide which tribe the guilty man belongs to?
By drawing lots, so I understand.
Oh, I see. The Lord will undoubtedly make the lots fall in the right places.
I don't see what Joshua is hoping to prove. It can't possibly work.
Good old Achan, always grumbling. See you later, Achan.
Oh, I'm glad he's gone. I don't want to be near anyone who knows me too well. Well, there's nothing to be scared of, really. I've buried the stuff safely under my tent. And out of a million people, how could they find one?
Tribe
of Judah. That's my tribe. Oh, I don't like that. It's getting too close. Still, now there are thousands of families in Judah. They'll never pick mine. Now he's drawing for families.
The family of Zabdi.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No.
Will Zabdi please come forward?
Yeah, family of Zabdi. Well, I'm sure he hasn't done anything wrong. A good old man like that.
Now Joshua is drawing lots among Zabdi's children and grandchildren.
Achan's name has been drawn. Will Achan please come forward?
Oh, what'll I do? What shall I do? I can't run away and hide. There's too many people.
I am here, Joshua. I am coming.
Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him. And tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me, for the drawing of the lots points a finger of guilt at you.
Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel. When I saw among the spoils of Jericho a goodly garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, I coveted them and took them. And behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it.
And they took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them into the valley of Achor. And all Israel stoned him with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones, which are there unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of that place was called Achor, which means trouble, and which it is called unto this day.